الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. نعم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, we begin the explanation, or we continue the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, and we have reached the hadith number 57 عن أبي ثابت وقيل أبي سعيد وقيل أبي الوليد سهل بن حنيف وهو بدري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. رواه مسلم. And أبي ثابت, and it said أبي سعيد, and it said that أبي الوليد سهل بن حنيف رضي الله عنه said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said: He who asks Allah for martyrdom, shahada, Allah will raise him to the high status of the martyrs even if he dies on his bed. This hadith, which the author cited, falls under the chapter we are discussing, and that is the chapter of as-sidq, truthfulness. And the point of evidence from this hadith is the saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام: من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق. He who asks Allah for martyrdom sincerely and truthfully. And the shahada is a very high rank that's after the as-siddiqiyya. Stated in after truthfulness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 verse 69. قال الله تعالى: ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. استغفر الله العظيم. And he who obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace, of the Prophets, the Siddiqeen, those followers of the Prophets who are first and foremost to believe in them, like Abu Bakr, As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. And this martyrdom, has many types. From that, this term of al-shahada has many types. From that is al-shahada concerning Allah's Azza wa Jal's rulings and judgment on His slaves. And this is the shahada of the ulama, of the scholars. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 18. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولي العلم. Allah bears witness that لا إله إلا الله, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Him, and the angels and those having knowledge, also they give witness. Many of the scholars went to the explanation that the term وَالشُّهَدَاء in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 69, that this refers to the scholars. And there is no doubt that the scholars are shuhada, meaning they bear witness, they bear witness that Allah Ta'ala sent the messenger and sent the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with guidance and with the true deen. Also they bear witness and testify upon the ummah that it conveyed the sharia of Allah, and they also bear witness concerning Allah's rulings. This is halal, this is haram, this is obligatory, this is recommended, this is makruh, dislike. And no one knows this except the people of ilm, of knowledge. That's why they are shuhada. They are from those who bear witness. And from the shuhada also, the martyrs are those who are afflicted with certain afflictions, like die from abdominal illness, from due to being stabbed or burned or drowned and the like. And from the shuhada, the martyrs, those who die in the cause of Allah. And from them are those who die defending their properties and themselves. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person asked him, "Do you see, O Messenger of Allah, if he comes to take my property," meaning by force, the Prophet ﷺ said, "La tu'tihi malak," don't give him your property. He said, "Do you see if he fights me on that?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "Then fight him." Then he said, "Do you see if, what if I kill him?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, "Huwa fi an-nar," and he will be from the dwellers of hell, because he is a transgressor. So the man said, what if he kills me?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fa'anta shaheed," then you are a martyr. Then the man said, "What if I kill him?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Huwa fi an-nar," and he will be in hellfire. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qutila duna malihi duna damihi fahuwa shaheed, wa man qutila duna ahlihi fahuwa shaheed, wa man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed." He who is killed defending his blood, his family, and his property, then he is a shaheed, a martyr. And from the shuhada also are those who are killed unjustly, like being attacked by someone and got killed unjustly. This is shaheed. Yet the highest of the shuhada are those who are killed in the cause of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Imran, verses 169 to 171, "ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. Think not of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. Nay, they are alive with their Lord and they have provision. They rejoice in what Allah has bestowed upon them of His bounty, rejoicing for the sake of those who have not yet joined them but are left behind, not martyred, that on them no fear shall come, nor shall they grieve. They rejoice in a grace and a bounty from Allah, and that Allah will not waste the reward of the believers, those who answered the call of Allah and the Messenger after being wounded, for those of them who did good deeds and feared Allah, there is a great reward. So the shuhada in this verse are those who fought to have the kalimatullah, hiya al-uliya, to have the word of Allah, the upper one, the prevailing one. They did not fight for themselves, meaning for their own desires, nor for their wealth, but rather to have the word of Allah prevailing. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked about that, about a person who fights bravely, and so that all he fights to be seen as a fighter, or for the sake of his tribe, his nation, which of these objectives is considered to be for the sake of Allah? The Prophet ﷺ said, من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. Whoever fights, the one who fights that Allah's will should be prevailing and superior, then he is the one who fights in the cause of Allah. This is the scale, this is the balance of justice. The Prophet ﷺ said, for the person to check his deeds with it. So whoever fights to have this kalimat at-tawheed prevailing, then he is, for he is in Allah's cause. If killed, then he is shaheed, and if he wins, then he is pleased, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 52 or 51-52, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا. Do you wait for us anything except one of the two best things, martyrdom or victory? While we wait for you, either that Allah will afflict you with a punishment for Himself, from Himself, or at our hands. So wait, we too are waiting with you. So either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts punishment upon them and thus saves us from their evil, as He subhanahu wa ta'ala did concerning the confederates, the Ahzab, who gathered their forces and came to Medina intending to fight the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah sent upon them wind and troops and casted troops from the angels and casted in their hearts, casted fear in their hearts. This is what the punishment of Allah upon them. And or the aidina, or at our hands. You see that? as in the verse, this as it occurred in the battle of Badr. In the battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted punishment on the mushrik, on the mushriks, on the hands of the messenger and his companions. So this is the one who fights to have the word of Allah prevailing, then he is a shaheed. A shaheed. And we say this in the general sense. In the general sense, we say he who. Now, in the particular sense, we detailed this many times. We don't say such and such is a shaheed, himself is a martyr. Except him whom Allah and or his messenger specified to be a martyr. Now, if a person asks his Lord, Allah, saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka shahadata fi sabilik, O Allah, I ask you martyrdom in your cause. And we know that this martyrdom cannot be accepted through fighting, so that to have the word of Allah prevailing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he knows from him truthfulness and sincerity of his saying and intention, أَنْزَلَهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَاءِ, Allah would place him in the rank of the martyrs, even if he dies on his bed. Even if he dies on his bed. Now, what about then the person who fights in defense of his country? What about the person who dies in defense of his country? Is this considered fi sabilillah or not? Is this considered in Allah's cause or not? The answer is to say, if you fight defending your country because it is an Islamic land or country, and so you do intend to protect it because it is an Islamic home or country, then this is in Allah's cause. Then this is in Allah's cause. Because in this case, you fought to have the word of Allah superior, so as to have the word of Allah prevailing. However, if you fight because it is your country only, then this is not in the cause of Allah. Then this is not in the cause of Allah. Because the criteria which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set does not apply on this person. It applies upon the one who fights for the cause of Allah. Other than that, then is not considered from the cause of Allah. And so this calls us to correct our intentions in terms of the fighting of defense, defending one's land. So therefore, to have the intention that the fighting, defending the land is because it is an Islamic country, and therefore he intends to preserve Islam in this country. So in this case, if he dies with on this intention, then he will die as a martyr, gaining the reward of the martyrs. And if he wins and achieves victory, then he will be a pleased winner, and either winning this life or the hereafter. This concludes the discussion of this great hadith, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us martyrdom in his cause. We ask him to make our sincere to make our intention sincere and true in this direction. And He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who bestows the complete and full favors. So we ask Him from that. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.